There's life in the Tiger Den. Warsaw with 6 points in the last 30 seconds of the third. Gets to within five of Mishawaka. It's 40-35. Caveman ball to start the fourth. Arthur Jones back in the game. Pass the wing, knocked away by Trey Davis. Foul called against Trey Davis. Trey with his first. Out of bounds to Mishawaka right in front of the Caveman coaching staff. Johnson to throw it in, lobs to the backcourt to Arthur Jones. Jones guarded by Carson Gould. Hands back to Johnson. They'll come to trap. Jones throws it inside, knocked away, taken away. Davis with another steal. And the ball's knocked away from him and grabbed by Jackson Gould. Gould in transition, drives down the lane, jumps in the air, and it's tipped out of bounds by Jackson Snyder. Gould jumped in the air. He didn't have a plan. And he got bailed out because Snyder got a hand on it. He had Martin right there in the corner, wide open. Jackson Gould into Carson Gould. Half a minute into the fourth. Warsaw with the ball down by five. As close as they've been in quite a long time. Hand off to Brant Martin. He slips it back to Jackson Gould. Jackson to the elbow. Leans in. Left-hand shot. No good. Rebound grab by Johnson for Mishawaka. Johnson weaves his way into the front court. Jones right wing. Down to Pritchard on the baseline. Back out to Arthur Jones. They come to trap him. He gets around it. Herringer in the corner. Snyder. He's open for three. It's good. And Snyder may have twisted his ankle when he came down. Snyder with a three in the first and one here in the fourth. And that is a big basket. Warsaw with two chances, down by five to start the quarter. Get nothing. And now Mishawaka pushed the lead back up to eight. 43-35. Jackson Gould, top of the circle, in the lane, floats it up, missed it. Trey Davis, the rebound. He brought it down, though, got tied up, held ball, and the arrow belongs to Warsaw. And Jackson Gould just not working tonight. They're going to get Jaeger out at 6:40 in the fourth. Carson Gould to throw it in down here below us. Mishawaka plays man-to-man. Pretty much all the time. On the inbounds, they throw it out to Heckman. Out by the volleyball line, he's one-on-one against Herringer. But instead, he'll throw it to Martin on the left side. Martin hands back to Carson Gould. Carson drives the lane, got by his man, and then shot it and never got over the rim. And Herringer's got it for Mishawaka. And again, another opportunity for the Tigers goes by the wayside. Now Mishawaka can push the game back up to where it was, double digits. Snyder, right wing, inside Herringer, got away from Heckman and scores. Herringer with eight, his average is 10, and it's 45-35, Mishawaka, 2 minutes into the fourth. Heckman spins in, lost the ball, out of bounds. Oh, they're going to call a foul. A foul called back upstream. Let's see who they got for it. Pritchett with the foul. Cooper with his third. Heckman shoots two for the Tigers. Warsaw's margin of error very small now, down by 10 with 6 minutes left. They got to cash in on every opportunity. Heckman shoots for his 14th point, and it's no good. Drew's most points since he scored 15 in the win at Valparaiso. He had 10 total points in the two games last weekend. Heckman shoots and makes. 14 now for Heckman. 45-36, Mishawaka, 6 minutes to go. Jones one-on-one against Carson Gould. Across the line, up ahead to Johnson. Johnson had the ball kicked into the backcourt, all the way down to the near end. Matt Binkert, the athletic director at Warsaw, fields it and throws him out at first, and the inning's over. Johnson to Jones. We'll walk it through the center circle and across the line slowly. Drifting off the right, now back to the middle, hands back to Snyder. Snyder back to Jones. Jones to the baseline, under the basket, flips it out to Pritchett, in the lane Herringer, right back to Pritchett. He'll drive in, and a whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called on Trey Davis. No complaint from Matt Moore, no complaint from me. The students, they're complaining. Free throws coming up here for Pritchett. 0-for-1 in the game, 65% for the season. And the 6'3" junior puts the first one up and no good. 14 fouls each way with 5:36 left. Mishawaka with a free throw here could go up, back up by 10. Second one up. That one's good. Pritchett now with 8. 1 out of 3 at the line. Warsaw's down 46-36. 5.5 minutes left. Pass in the corner tip. Jackson Gould up the baseline. Ball knocked out of his hands by Arthur Jones. Carson Gould to throw it in. Near end across the lane as we look at it. And on the inbounds, they lob it out top for Martin. Martin above the volleyball line. Left side, Jackson Gould. Gould back across to Heckman. Heckman with a jab step against Snyder. Wants to take him off the dribble and does. Takes it in, puts it up, puts it in. Heckman, better effort tonight. 16 points. Warsaw still down, but now it's 8, 46-38. Snyder left wing, Warsaw pressing everywhere on the court now. Snyder trapped at midcourt, lost the ball. Johnson goes back to get it. Down court, Pritchett puts it up and in, and a foul. The Tigers had 4 guys above the free throw line, and the only guy back was Carson Gould. He picks up the foul. Pritchett scores. That gives him 10 and a chance at a 3-point play, and Mishawaka's lead is 10 again. The worst thing that can happen to a defense is a near steal, because you saw 2 Warsaw guys take steps to come this way on a fast break. Pritchett's free throw is no good. Jackson Gould the rebound. Gould in transition, picked up by Jones. Gould spins, backdoor cut. Davis underneath, wide open for 2. Trey now has 6 points. Jones beats the press. Oh, got away with the big time. No, he did not get away with the big time travel. Jones got the ball caught on his hip. He was trying to pass it, and he got his steps rumbling down the floor. He took probably 3 or 4 steps. The officials both smiling at each other. Glad that they caught that. There is still time. Warsaw down 48-40. Davis, left side to Heckman. Down to the baseline, Carson Gould. Throws it inside to a cutty Trey Davis for 2 more. He's got 8. Here are the Tigers back within 6. 48-42, 4:20 left. Bench on its feet, trying to encourage the small crowd here at the Tiger End to get back into it. Bad pass, stolen away. Carson Gould ahead to Jackson, drives in, puts it up, no good. Then the rebound grabbed by Pritchett from Mishawaka. Jones racing up the far side of the court. At the foul line, left side, Johnson drives in the lane, forced it up, foul call. Again, Jackson reverting back to some of his bad habits, partially because he can't shoot it, those kinds of shots with his right arm. It just hurts way too bad. But he forces it up, he's out of control, and he's off balance. And the officials did not give him a foul there, and they were right not to do so. Johnson shoots 2. First one's up. It's good. Rasson is only a 61% free throw shooter, but he's 2 for 2 in this game. He's put his team up 49-42. He can make it an 8-point lead by making both, and he did. 3 for 3 at the line. 50-42. Tigers down by 8. 4 minutes left. Right side, Heckman hands back Carson Gould. Carson got to the block. Needs help and lobs it out for Heckman, and Warsaw takes time. Timeout Tigers will take it. 3:48 left to play here in the game. Mishawaka 50, Warsaw 42. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw with 3 full timeouts left, trailing 50-42 with 3:48 to go. Carson Gould up the baseline, spins into traffic, trying to throw it across the lane. It's deflected out to Heckman out on the right. Heckman, 1-on-1 against Herringer. Spins him down, shoots up off balance, no good. Herringer the rebound for Mishawaka. Trying to get rid of it, Davis right in his face. He's going to take off with it. He's going to go. He's going to throw down court. Martin got a hand on it, but he won't be able to get to it. It's out of bounds to Mishawaka. The Tigers just unable to get any sort of offensive consistency. We saw a little bit of it here early in this fourth quarter. But not enough. Lob out top, Snyder with 1 foot near the center circle. Jackson takes a look against Heckman. Hands it back to Johnson against Davis. 3:20 left. Warsaw with six fouls. Their next one sends Mishawaka to the line. Pass deflected, taken away. Heckam in the steal and a foul in the backcourt. Jackson Gould got a hand on it, tipped it. Heckman ended up with it. And Snyder took a foul to save what would have been a layup or a dunk. It's only the fifth Mishawaka foul of the half. Warsaw would have preferred they not call that and given Warsaw a chance to go down and score in transition. Brant Martin out near center. Looking right, throws it right. Hackman off a screen by Martin. Spins back in the lane against Pritchett. He'll lean and fall and fire and score. Heckman with 18, Warsaw within six. Jones fell down with the ball. It's loose. It's still loose and picked up by the Tigers. Out to Heckman, three on the way. Good! Timeout! What a run by the Tigers. They're within three. What a play to keep the play alive by Trey Davis. Holy cow! And Heckman with a huge second half, 15 points since halftime, now 21 for the game. And here the Tigers are again, within three, 50-47. Timeout, Warsaw. It's a 60, we'll take 30 right here and be back with Warsaw trailing 50-47 on News Now Warsaw. A rare come from behind win for the junior varsity earlier tonight, trailing at halftime and after three. They win over Mishawaka 52-41. Drew Sullivan, 17 points and 8 rebounds. 2:46 left to play, fourth quarter. Warsaw from 11 down has rallied to within 3, 50-47, and they've done it with their half-court trapping defense. Jones on the inbounds, to the line, across the line, trapped by Goulds, and Martin gets tied up with Pritchett, and a foul called. Brant with his first foul. Free throws coming up now for Mishawaka. They're in the 1-1 with 2:36 left. Pritchett, 1 out of 4. That's, from Warsaw's perspective, the guy you want to foul. It's 1-1, so this is a live ball. Shooting for his 11th point, and he's got it. Pritchett, a 65% free throw shooter, now has 11. Shooting one more to put his team up by 5. It's up and good. So he makes both. He's 3 out of 6 from the stripe, and Warsaw trails 52-47. Martin across the line. Jackson Gould in front of the Warsaw bench. Now to Carson between the circles. Now he'll pick it up and throw it out to Martin beyond the volleyball line. Davis, left side to Heckman. Heckman, now Carson Gould pops out. Hand off to Martin. Martin spins back. Picks up his dribble, finds Jackson Gould against Herringer, and he ran into Herringer. Play goes on. Gould steps back for three and hits it. Herringer let him go. Gould hits his third three-pointer. It's 52-50. Mishawaka with the ball. 2 minutes left to go, and down the stretch they come at the Tiger Den. Arthur Jones out top. He has not scored yet in the second half. Guarded closely by Carson Gould. Off a screen. Double team, lost the ball, take it away. Gould drives down, Jackson missed it. Carson the rebound, back up, fouled. He's fouled with 1:39 to go. The foul is against Johnson, it's his second. What an incredible comeback here for the Tigers. They could even things up for the first time in the game with 1:39 to go. Carson shoots two. Dribble, dribble, shoots it up, missed it. Carson now 50% at the free throw line for the season. That is not what you want from your point guard, no matter how old they are. One more. It's up. He missed them both, and Herringer's got the rebound. Herringer surrounded in the backcourt. Outlets to Jones, or to Jackson. Now Arthur Jones lost the ball in the lane. Taken away by Davis. Jackson Gould, pull up three for the lead. Good! Jackson Gould with a three-pointer. It's 53-52 Warsaw. And a foul called in the backcourt on Trey Davis. Trey picks up a foul, his third. Warsaw with their first lead of the game. 53-52. Holy cow. any other player on the court, you'd get mad if they did that. Jackson pulls up and sinks his fourth three-pointer to give Warsaw a one-point lead. But now Johnson shoots 1-1 to tie the game. And Rasan puts it up and in. He is 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. That's pretty good for a 61% free throw shooter. He's tied the game at 53, our first tie, to give Mishawaka the lead back and get his ninth point. It's up there. It is good. Timeout, Mishawaka. Timeout, Caveman. It's a full. That's all they have left. 1:18 left to play in the game. Mishawaka, 54. Warsaw, 53. Tiger ball when we come back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Tigers are back here on Saturday. JV at 1, varsity game to follow. Warsaw and Chesterton. Not the same Chesterton bunch that we saw last year when they were number one and unbeaten, went to Indianapolis for the state championship game. But still, really, really good. Warsaw rallied from double figures down in the fourth quarter to take a momentary lead. With 1:18 to go, they trail 54-53. Carson Gould, Jackson Gould, Heckeman, Martin, and Bricker. Bricker, who's spent most of the second half on the bench. Heckeman, they clear out the top for him. He'll spin down in on Johnson and score. 23 for Drew. One shy of his season high that went all the way back to the first game of the season against Columbia City. 1 minute to play in the fourth. Jones right side, Johnson. Johnson holding against Gould. Couple of dribbles. Jackson takes a whack at it. Bad pass. Stolen by Carson Gould. He'll race down and miss the layup. Back taps it out. It pinballs around. Heckeman gets to it. And timeout called by Warsaw. Timeout called by the Tigers. 41 seconds left and Carson's hurt. Carson Gould is hurt. Let's take the break. 55-54 Warsaw. 41.8 left. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. With that timeout, Warsaw has one left. Mishawaka also has one left. Team fouls Warsaw 8, Mishawaka 6. Possession air belongs to the Cavemen. Heckeman, Bricker, Martin, Carson Gould, Jackson Gould out there for the Tigers. Carson's still in the game, flexing that right leg. Jackson Gould looking, pass deflected, taken away. Herringer's head is stolen, it's taken back, and Johnson's got it. Racing down the floor, he lost the handle on the ball. Traveling is going to be called. Johnson traveled with it. Warsaw's got the ball back with 34.1 left. Oh, my. If you haven't gotten into the heart medicine, do that right now. Carson Gould looking deep, throwing deep. Heckeman makes the catch. Knocked into by Herringer. Herringer stole the ball. Throws it off the bottom of the backboard. Taken back by Heckeman. Can this game get any crazier? Foul called at midcourt. Oh, my goodness sake. The foul is on Pritchett. It's his fourth. Herringer threw the ball, and it hit the side of the basket and bounced around. And Heckeman ends up with it. Jackson Gould's going to the free throw line with 25.8 left. His team up by one. Jackson in this game, 2 for 2 for the season, 70%. And the gym grows quiet as Gould shoots the first one. No good. Martin tipped the rebound out of bounds. It's Mishawaka ball. Oh, my. 24.4 left. Well, you got to think that Arthur Jones wants to take this last shot. He hasn't scored and hasn't really shot much the whole second half. Now Mishawaka with a chance to win the game. 20 seconds, 19, 18. Jones across the line, and Mishawaka takes timeout with 16.6 left. We will keep it here with 16 seconds to go and Warsaw leading 55-54. Warsaw with a 20-point fourth quarter, 33 points in the second half. Mishawaka with 21. Tigers were down by 11 at halftime. They were down by 10, maybe 11. I think 10 was the most in the fourth quarter. And their defense created opportunities for them to go down and score, and they have. Heckman and Gould have combined for three made three-point baskets here in the fourth quarter. But now it's on the defense. They need a stop. They need a rebound. Because I'm sure that Bodie Bender is telling his team, we want to shoot this ball at least by 6 seconds to give us a chance at a second opportunity. So Warsaw's got to play good defense and then block out. Jaeger, the Goulds, Martin, and Davis in the game defensively for the Tigers. Snyder, Johnson, Pritchett, Herringer, and Jones out there for Mishawaka. And it will be Johnson to throw it in just on the other side of the timeline, 16 seconds to go. They lob it in the backcourt, Jones with it. Jones the line, one-on-one against Gould to the foul line. Looking for cutters, finds Snyder, 10 seconds, 9, bounces it across the lane. Ball kicked into the corner, Carson Gould dives, saves it! He saved it into Davis, and a foul's going to be called. And who's the foul on? Or is it a timeout? Jackson Gould upstream called timeout with 2.6 seconds left. Warsaw is now out of timeouts. Let's describe that, because things went so fast. Johnson got the ball on the right block at the far end. He then was going to turn to his right shoulder. So he's going to turn toward the lane side. He dribbled the ball off his right foot. It started rolling towards the corner. Carson Gould went diving for it, slid, and grabbed it. And as he grabbed it, almost like a volleyball setter, he kind of tipped it to Trey Davis. Jackson Gould then immediately called timeout. So now Warsaw's got to get the ball inbounds. What would really be interesting would be to see what would have happened if Trey would have just held on for dear life. Would the time have run out? It might have. Well, these three officials have been put through the ringer tonight. They haven't gotten the ball right, but they've done a pretty good job. Now, 2.6 left. Martin will throw it in. Jackson Gould and Luke Bricker in the backcourt. And Martin looks deep and throws it deep. Heckman's going to run into it. He makes the catch. He's fouled. He's fouled with 1.2 left. Heckman is fouled by Snyder with 1.2 left. Drew with a chance to put the Tigers up by three. Remember, Mishawaka doesn't have any timeouts left. This is 1-1. Heckman, 2 out of 3 for the game. 23 points. He makes this one, it would tie his season high and his career high. Heckman, one dribble, two dribbles, spins it, big deep breath, puts it up, puts it in! Heckman with 24. Again, Mishawaka does not have a timeout. I'm guessing Mishawaka is secretly hoping he makes it so they can run people down court and take the ball out of bounds. Heckman shoots it up there. Good! Drew Heckman has never scored more points in a basketball game than he has on this night. 1.2 left. Tigers by three. Mishawaka needs a three to tie and send it to overtime. They throw it in. Herringer from 60 at the buzzer. Off the top of the backboard! No good! Tigers win! Tigers win! 57-54! What a comeback in the Tiger Den on a Thursday night in February. Woo! 57-54. Tigers are winners here in the Tiger Den in the Northern Lakes Conference. What a game. What a finish for Warsaw. Post-game coverage begins after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Oh, we'll be talking about this one for a while, Tiger fans. Warsaw down double digits in the fourth quarter. Go to half court pressing and trapping, and they make it pay big time. 57-54, Warsaw wins tonight over Mishawaka. Final scoring for the K-Bed, who fall to 14-4 and 4-2 in the conference. Jackson Snyder, 6 points on 2 threes. Rashawn Johnson, 9. Arthur Jones, 12. But I'm going to look at the stats and try to figure out how many shots he took in the second half. It couldn't have been more than 1 or 2. He finishes with 12. Anthony Nelson, 6. Tommy Herringer, 8. The leader was Cooper Pritchett, who finished with 12, along with Jones, 12. For Warsaw, who improves to 11-7, they're now also 4-2 in the conference. Trey Davis, 8. Luke Bricker, 3. Carson Gould, 3. And then in double figures, Jackson Gould, 16, including a couple of huge three-pointers in the fourth quarter. And Drew Heckman, who scored more points than he's ever scored in his life, 25 points, including 12 points in the fourth quarter and 19 in the second half. Warsaw trailed 15-13 after one. Mishawaka outscored Warsaw in the second 18-9 to go up 11 at halftime, 33-22. At various points, it was above 10 points throughout the second half. Warsaw was able to get the thing down to 3, but then Mishawaka always had an answer, got the lead back up to 10 at 1:11 in the second half, and Warsaw trailed 40-35 after 3. Mishawaka pushed it back up to double digits in the fourth quarter, led by 10, and then Warsaw made this magical run to win the game 22-14. We were tied once at 53, and there were 3 lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 52-41 over Mishawaka. Drew Sullivan, 17 points, 8 rebounds. Matt Moore is up here. He looks soaking wet. Are you all right?
I'm good.
How's your ticker?
It's good, man. Just, man.
What a win for your guys.
It's old school tough, man. Yeah.
You turned the game around by going to the trap. The first few possessions that you used it, they scored on, and it looked like it was going to totally backfire. Then all of a sudden it started to work. What was the difference?
You know, I think you just get sped up and you kind of play not to lose. I don't know what their spread was, but our guys stayed in the fight, man, and it's impressive. I was not good tonight.
Drew Heckman, you got your Drew back in the second half. First half, a little shaky. Second half, 19 points, career high 25, including the big free throws at the end.
You got to stick with guys, man, you know. Drew's done a really good job of just trusting. And I've appreciated that about him.
How is Carson's leg? He didn't show up much in the scoring column a lot, but he made some huge plays in the last 2 minutes of that game.
Well, he's not going to tell you he didn't want to come out, so he's making plays down the stretch that lead to the win. And, again, just extremely, extremely proud of the group and just across the board, man. A lot of toughness.
It's a crazy game. It's a crazy game. Ball bouncing all over the place. Nobody could stick a fork in it for a while. Your guys made enough plays to get this done. What a great win for your guys.
I mean, Mishawaka's good, man. They put it to us early. We did not respond. I thought at halftime our guys kind of had a gut check, and that was all them. That was 100% them. And they came out, and Jackson wasn't going to let us lose, and Trey's making plays, and Carter, I mean, all of them, right? Just, it's awesome, man. Just, I got to be better. I got to be better for my guys. I was not good tonight.
In what way?
I don't know. I don't know why they weren't prepared, maybe coming in for whatever reason. I don't know if we didn't do the things necessary to put ourselves in a position, but it's a good group.
Put it in the left-hand count, pal. Go celebrate.
That's where it goes.
We will see you Saturday morning.
Thank you.
Warsaw coach Matt Moore, 57-54 winners here over Mishawaka in the Tiger Den. The emotions of the moment, almost too much for that guy who comes across as very hard and very tough, and certainly understand why. But tonight, tears of joy rolling down his face, emotional about the way his team rallied from double digits down against Mishawaka to beat the Cavemen 57-54. Final stats coming your way next on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back in the Tiger Den, where frankly, people don't want to leave. They want to stick around and talk about what they just witnessed here tonight. Warsaw beating Mishawaka in a stunning come-from-behind effort, 57-54. Time for the final stats. They're brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Mishawaka finishes the game 19 of 35 from the field. That's 54%. 8 of 15 from three-point range and 8 of 11 at the free throw line. Warsaw, 22 of 53 from the field. That's 41.5%. 7 of 18 for three-point range, 6 of 10 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Mishawaka, 25 to 22. Warsaw with 9 offensive rebounds, Mishawaka with 2. But the turnovers, my goodness, the turnovers. Mishawaka had 4 turnovers at halftime. They had 7 in the third and 11 turnovers in the fourth. They had 18 turnovers in 16 minutes of basketball after halftime, and Warsaw just had 9. Points off turnovers, get this, 22 turnovers for Mishawaka. Warsaw scored 58 points off those turnovers. Mishawaka with 11 points off turnovers. There were no second chance points in the entire game for either team. Points off the bench, Warsaw 28, 25 those Drew Heckemans, and 6 for Mishawaka. Again, Heckeman with a new career high, 25 points. He had 12 points in the fourth quarter, 19 points in the second half. Warsaw wins 57-54. Those are the final stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. We're back with more here from the Tiger Den. Warsaw 57, Mishawaka 54 on News Now Warsaw. Steve sent me some scores. Jared Shaw is listening on the way home from his game, so he is sending me score updates as well. Plymouth 45, Goshen 42. They are in overtime between the Red Hawks and the Big Red. The other scores from the conference. Northwood, with Mishawaka as a loss, now has wrapped up the Northern Lakes Conference Championship. Northwood 54, Concord 42. Northridge ended their long losing streak. They beat Wawasee 74-54. Valley beat Wabash 62-50. It was Argus over Triton in overtime 50-45. Here at the Tiger Den, Warsaw forces 18 second-half turnovers by Mishawaka. They win the game 57-54 over the Cavemen. We're back to wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. Well, like I said, we're going to be talking about this game for an awfully long time. Warsaw, frankly, was finished. I didn't see how they were going to be able to come back and do it. They gave you no evidence that they were going to be able to come back and do it. And then they went to the half-court trap, and Mishawaka just literally threw the ball away. And Warsaw was there to force it and make it happen. 18 second-half Cavemen turnovers. Warsaw turns their 22 turnovers into 28 points, and they win the game, final score, 57-54. At 11-7, 4-2 in the conference, they have a game on Saturday here against Chesterton. JV at 1. We'll go on just a little bit before that on News Now Warsaw. If the girls win tomorrow night in their game against Elkhart, they would play in the championship of the sectional at Concord. And we'll boogie up after the boys' game on Saturday to broadcast that championship game against either Northridge or Goshen. And that would begin at 6 o'clock on News Now Warsaw. Pregame coverage at 5:30. Thanks to Steve back at the station for a job well done. Thanks to everybody here at the Tiger Den. Five games remaining. So we have Saturday at home against Chesterton. We go to Marion on Tuesday next week, then go to Plymouth to wrap up the conference season next Friday, and then Tippecanoe Valley and Carroll in that final week of the regular season. And there is a week off for the Tigers built in there, and that, I think, for a lot of the bodies on this boys basketball team will be much appreciated, because you got a lot of guys that are pretty beat up. But right now, feels pretty good. Warsaw 57, Mishawaka 54. Stay tuned. Dave Ramsey. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on just a second. Oh, I was hoping that maybe we would get an update on Plymouth. At last check, Plymouth was ahead of Goshen by 3 in overtime. We did not get that update yet. So that game's still going on. You can check that on Twitter. Stay tuned. Dave Ramsey's next. Thank you, Steve, back at the station. Have a great night, everyone.